Warren Buffett graced us with the reminder to not save what he's left after spending, but rather spend what he's left after saving. A quote I no longer have to search up by way of reminder, but rather one that I live by and certainly one that I recommend to all my clients. Not because I think it's a cool quote, but because I know how well it works, especially in business. A habit that is hard to get started, but one you'll thank yourself for once you have. And it's that, a habit, a very good one, might I add, and not just one reserved for your personal life. Why? Because business is just as uncertain financially. Therefore, this habit emphasizes the importance of making savings a priority in the financial plan for your future. Here are some ways you can get started. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now, financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. As business owners, we are challenged often when it comes to managing costs in our business, making the money work for what we need, thinking about ways in which we can save money, scrutinizing over projects and future needs based on our current financial status. It's a dance, to say the least, but one that is necessary. Or is it? Enter the business savings plan. A strange concept for a lot of business owners, especially in today's climate when it seems like survival from a financial perspective is the name of the game. And with barely anything left, or so it seems, for the costs to run the business, let alone including a savings plan. But what if it didn't have to be such a strange concept? Imagine for a moment, if you will, that you have plans of introducing a new product line, and then you already have the funds available to kick off that plan. Or if you were wanting to open a new bricks and mortar store and had the funds sitting in an account to cover the deposit or bond. Imagine, if you will, how much sooner you could make this a reality. Or even something as simple as a pandemic hits, but you don't have to worry about waiting on grants to be announced or even to wait for them to be paid. You already have money available to seamlessly continue to operate your business. More importantly than this, perhaps, imagine that it's not such an extreme scenario. And it may be that cash might be needed during slower sales periods to maintain operations and achieve business goals. Imagine if you already had that available to you. Whatever the need, imagine the freedom for a moment, because it can exist if you want it to. But where do you start? I always say start somewhere, but let's be honest, you don't tune into this podcast to get random advice that says start somewhere. So where is that somewhere and how really can you get started? I would say start by inserting a savings strategy into your overall business plan. Whether that be your formal business plan, cash flow plan, or operational plan, get it in there somewhere. Because the reality is, just like any habit, the more you visualize it as part of your business, the more it will become part of your business. It needs to be seen as being just as important as all those other big moves and strategies that you have going on, like your marketing strategy, your social media strategy, your inventory strategy, your cash flow strategy, all the strategies. Your saving plan or your saving strategy should join that club and become one of them sooner rather than later, I might add. Once you have your savings strategy solidly inserted into your business plan, now it becomes about action. Get that savings plan into your budget cash flow forecast and stick to it. Some other experts may suggest that there are several ways of doing it. Some may tell you to just overestimate your expenses and then you'll have some left over. But let's get real. That's not a solid strategy to follow. Why? because you're going to constantly have in the back of your mind that you're not going to need all that cash that you have. And even more so besides that point, it's not a great strategy to assist you in understanding your true business cash flows. Why not call it as it is? Why not identify it as just a pure saving strategy? Why are we dancing around shit like this? We're adults. We're doing adult-like things, like running a business. Therefore, I implore you to get real about calling it a savings plan and getting one in place that is realistic and one that can be flexible to grow as your business grows. To that point, in thinking about the implementation of such a strategy, the success really is in the consistency of the habit. We've talked about this before on this podcast, the relevance and importance of ensuring that you are consistent with the strategy itself, whichever strategy that may be. So when thinking about this strategy, you need to ensure that it's realistic. Not realistic to me or to other business owners, but to your situation based on what you have. If you can only start your saving strategy with $10 a week based on your financial position, start with $10 a week. If you can start with more, do so. Here is the thing about creating a habit that is realistic. You are more likely to stick to it, which means you are therefore closer to your goals had you not started or stuck to it. And I often suggest starting weekly because breaking financial commitments into smaller, more manageable amounts seems to have more success than trying to find like a monthly amount. But of course, once again, the choice is yours and should suit your situation. It's like anything. The more realistic it is to your situation, the more likely you are to feel like you can achieve it. And therefore, you'll feel more drawn to keeping the momentum up. And when thinking about momentum, the best way to ensure momentum is measurement. So of course, creating goals to reach with this savings plan strategy is just as important as any other financial goals you have in place. So now you have inserted the saving strategy into your business plan, you've included the strategy in your cash flow forecasting, and you are following through with it. The next thing you need to consider to ensure that your savings plan is working for you is to give it more purpose. How much are you wanting to save? What are your goals with the strategy? Are there any that are specific, or are you merely looking to provide or create a reserve? Either way, the purpose needs to be set. Providing purpose to any plan gives it the weight needed to create the consistency. To do this, expand your details about the strategy and include these now in the business plan. It gives it direction and timeliness. It even gives it points of measurement. Say you did start with $10 a week. Setting a preliminary goal of $2,000, which is a lot more specific than just $10 a week. And this preliminary goal of $2,000 is to represent a month's worth of sales in your business. That's just an example. But it provides strategy. It provides the specific details needed to achieve the goal. Keep the momentum going, create the success, and it will provide structure by indicating to you in no uncertain terms that at this rate for this goal, you will reach your goal in 200 weeks. It's easily identifiable and trackable. Once you've given your plan more weight, the plan needs to now extend to include the methods that will assist you in achieving the detailed savings plan. You need to give thought to what type of physical bank account you will need to achieve your goal, what type of interest rate you might want on that bank account, because why not? You might as well earn some money while it's sitting there. You need to know whether there are any rewards on that account for reduced withdrawals. And if that's the case, having those rewards, is it going to assist you in achieving your goals quicker? All of which are valid considerations when thinking about your savings plan. It's simply about improving the financial value of your savings by finding the right account to service your needs. So take the time to literally identify what key features of a savings bank account that you like and more importantly, that you want for your savings plan, and go get having a conversation with your bank about these. The final stage in all this is going to be the hardest by far, and that is resisting the temptation time and time again to use those funds for anything other than what they are intended for. I see this all the time. Business owners establishing a solid plan, executing it well, following the plan, only to then stumble, only ever so slightly, and use the funds saved as a backup plan rather than an intended plan. Staying the course and not giving in to the temptation to misuse these funds for intended purposes is the best way to achieve your savings goals and secure a better financial future for your business. I respect that savings funds can be used for emergencies. It's part of the process. But what they shouldn't be relied upon for is to fund the day-to-day stuff with a promise to repay the funds. It never happens. Think about it. It never does. The fallacy in this plan or strategy is that you aren't managing your cash flow correctly or haven't created your cash flow strategy solidly enough to manage the timing issues of your cash flows. I'm referring to your day-to-day cash flows, not the random emergency that comes up. A prime example is GST or tax payments, probably the easiest to plan for of all expenses. Why? Because the dates for payment are universal and set by a governing body that are the same each 12-month cycle. Knowing this information about these payments, the actual payment date shouldn't sneak up on you to the point where you aren't financially ready if you have a proper plan in place. You shouldn't need reserves or savings funds to manage this payment. If you are finding yourself needing your savings funds for your GST payments or tax payments for which the savings plan was not intended, you have a bigger issue at hand. You need to review your cash flow strategy. You need to understand your cash pressure points better and make a plan for those rather than just relying on your savings plan. Some might say that a savings plan should be used for cash outflows like GST. I would say I wouldn't call it savings then. I'd call it a GST strategy, a GST cash flow strategy. I just can't fathom having the word savings and GST in the same sentence. Psychologically, it wouldn't help me achieve my goals. I'm not sure about you. But in all seriousness, there is a bigger issue at play if you are using your savings plan to pay for GST or other operating expenses on the regular, because it means your business isn't self-sufficient when it comes to its cash flows. And therefore you need to address why. Often when this occurs, it can erode not only any savings you have, but erode your bank balance full stop. By way of suggestion, if you are looking to improve your cash flow strategy so that you don't find this for yourself and you are keen to run a self-funding business, my small business cash flow course is coming back again in July this year. I'll put a link in the show notes for the waitlist, so be sure to get on it. July will be here before you know it. Your savings plan needs to be just that for your business, a savings plan for unforeseeable events, specific targets, business goals, improved cash flows, improved business, improved financial future. Like I said from the get-go, it's hard to get started, hard to grasp the concept at times. But once you do, and it becomes a habit that you create for your business, you will provide a secure financial platform on which to continue to grow and build your business long term. These are just some ways that you can get started or maintain a savings plan for your business. It is clear from this discussion that creating a savings plan is so important. It is a habit that needs to be formed and it must be incorporated into your business plan itself. Just remember, it doesn't need to be complicated to start. Simply start by identifying a realistic amount that you can save and consistently sticking to it. This will help you achieve your goals and create that freedom that you need to run your business. The success of a savings plan lies in the consistencies of the habit. So be realistic with yourself and start somewhere. Every little bit counts. And that saving, what is left over after spending, is not the right way to approach your finances. Instead, spend what is left after saving. I hope these points have been informative, and I encourage you to start your savings plan today. Until next time, my friend, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.